Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, so, Gio, if you go to Sever Vineyards, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about and how beautiful the Sever Vineyards are. And they make a great Cabernet wine in very, very limited edition. You have to be a member to actually get it. Very hard to get, and like I said, I was fortunate to have lunch, and we were drinking it at lunch. I can tell you, the ride back to San Francisco was kind of interesting.
Yeah, of course.
You know, that right. kind of thing, but yeah, it's really tough morning, man, and for all of us who lived through him and appreciated what he did as a baseball player, and then again as a broadcaster as well.
You know, it's really interesting to me to hear you, who's had your career accomplishments and everything that you've done in the world, have that type of experience with one of your boyhood
idols.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, it's just, hey, what a day for you to be able to have that and have that memory forever.
You know, I was lucky. I'm lucky enough that the guys that I grew up idolizing all turned out to be really unbelievably great guys.
Yeah.
So from Clyde to Tom Seaver to Rod Gilbert to Burt Jones, all the guys that I loved growing up, you know, all I've run into.
Yeah, you got to meet all of them.
I got to meet all of them as a, you know, as a professional athlete as well. And, you know, it's tough when you're gushing over, you know, them when you see them.
Right.
You know, but what can you say? They left an indelible mark in my childhood. That's all. You know, that's the way it is with athletes, I guess.
It is.
Hopefully I did that with somebody somewhere in Cincinnati.
Well,
or
yeah.
Who knows?
Right. Well, Bob Dwyer.
Bob Dwyer. That's right.
Yes.
I forgot all about that.
Got a big old tattoo on his stomach.
I mean, think about that. There's a guy on the staff. You are his Tom Seaver. Think about that. Jerry Recco is here with us. He does have an update. What's going on, Jerry?
Good morning. We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. Only thing to add to what you guys are talking about is that Seaver not likely to make any appearances publicly anymore. Not at the Hall of Fame, Mets events, nothing. Here was Mickey Callaway yesterday in Florida, opening thoughts, as you can imagine.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to he and his family.
He says, Seaver, an amazing person.
You can't ask for a better pitcher to kind of, you know, lead your best pitcher ever in your organization.
It was a weird way to put it, but we get what he's saying. Seaver's reputation precedes him.
Never got to meet him, but I've heard many, many stories and just the legacy that is around the Mets clubhouse, around the Mets organization is unbelievable.
And I don't know if it will be a statue or not, but his greatness will be recognized.
No, I think we're going to do something special for him. You know, it sounds like he's not going to be able to attend, but we'll definitely do something in his honor.
And so spoke about Seaver for a good couple of minutes yesterday, for sure. Mets did play yesterday, lost to the Nationals 6-4. Jacob DeGrom started. He gave up a couple of runs over three innings. Keon Broxton walked three times, scored a couple of runs. Mets play the Marlins today. Noah Syndergaard, the
My
start.
My man, Keon Broxton, man. I'm liking this guy more and more every day.
Just because
Jack Russell's, yes.
Right, just because he's a puppy breeder.
Right.
Yankees beat the Phillies 6-0. James Paxton, 3 1/3 scoreless innings, 5 strikeouts. Tonight the Yankees play the Tigers. We'll have it on the Fan at 6:25. Masahiro Tanaka, the start. Aaron Boone discussing the Voit Bird competition at first base. How's that going?
I'm just kind of excited where they both are because you realize where they are.
Well, we all know where they are, but only one is going to be there when the season starts, assuming that one doesn't get hurt.
That's right.
Right, but they're both, you know, hey, look, they're both competing their asses off. They both want to, you know, kind of, you know, get that job and hold on to it and be the guy.
A couple of walks and a run scored for Voit yesterday.
I wonder.
I feel great, man. It's actually working out.
I'm sorry. I was just wondering that if it turns out to be Voit, which it looks like it's going to be.
I disagree. I think that they still love Greg Bird so much, and he's a lefty, and Voight only did it for a short period of time.
But
Bird's their guy.
Did it in a big way.
I wanted to be Voight. I love watching Voight. The energy he brought last year was awesome. I just think that the Yankees are enamored with Greg Bird, his potential, and don't want to let go of that. I would be surprised if it was Voight.
Remember we had Brian Cashman on, and he was talking about Voight, and he was talking about analytics, and we've had
sure,
our eye on
right.
this guy, and blah, blah, blah.
It's like a 7-minute answer, yes.
Right. It was a 7-minute answer. Yes, it was. But he also said that we've had our eye on this guy because of the analytics or whatever, and how we believe he would fit our stadium. And not only did he validate the analytics and the whole thing about him coming to Yankee Stadium, he basically made first base an offensive weapon. It was dead and gone pretty much for a half the year. And Greg Bird had his chance. Now, I understand he has had battled health issues and everything else, and he's come back putting on a little bit more weight. He's a little bit bigger and all that other stuff. Maybe he's feeling a lot better about himself, probably highly motivated because he does finally have, you know, some competition. But what I was asking was, do you think that they would consider trading Greg Bird to get another pitcher in here if they have to?
Yeah. I thought about that too. Either one of them, which guy doesn't win the job? But at the same time, if they go with Greg Bird, he's so injury prone. How could you give up on a guy like Luke Voight or vice versa? Luke Voight hasn't done it for an extended period of time. How could you move on from Greg Bird? If they were both right-handed or they were both left-handed, I would say sure, Voight over Bird, and that's what it's going to be. I just think that even Aaron Boone talked about it. It's the balance in the lineup that they are yearning for that's going to lead them, if he has a good spring, to Greg Bird, in my opinion.
But, you know, the thing about what Voight did when he came here, you cannot discount.
I know. I loved it. It was fun
awesome.
To watch.
He fit the
such
whole
a
Yankee
boring
thing.
Regular season, and he showed up, and he was crushing raw eggs and, you know, breaking his bat over his knee and, you know, crop dusting everybody. It was awesome.
Crop dusting everybody.
He just seems like a crop duster, right? And then looks back and laughs at you like, ah. He's my type of guy. I could totally hang out with Luke Voight. It's my type of guy.
Yeah, he seems like he could be from Bellport, Sayville, something like that.
Yeah, big old meathead you played high school football with, right?
And yeah, exactly.
I always had like great one-liners, something like that.
We didn't have big meatheads. We had small meatheads.
Oh, sure.
NFL risk.
We were, you know, a lot of short guys with bad haircuts.
Redskins acquire Case Keenum in a 7th-round pick in 2020 from the Broncos for a 6th-round pick in 2020. Steelers signing Marcus Pouncey and Ramon Foster to contract extensions. And there were reports last night that Antonio Brown was being dealt to the Bills. That appears to be not true.
Yeah, very strange how this whole thing unfolded. So it was Ian Rappaport first saying that they were closing in on a deal.
Yes, very close.
And then all the other NFL insiders like La Canfora and Schefter then jumped on that like sharks on chum, going, no, not even close. What are you talking about? The deal's dead. And then this was old news. It was a couple days ago that they were talking. And then there was reports about Antonio Brown like saying, no, I'm not going to go there. I'll retire. And that's the reason it broke
fake
down.
Fake news.
I'm not even sure. He did actually put that on Instagram underneath the NFL report that they were close. He said fake news. I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't sound like he's going to the Bills.
But it also, there was the insider report that something would be done by today.
That's right.
Something was going to happen by today. Now, the question is, which team is it? And the Buffalo Bills would be a team that I would never even have thought of, right? Nobody's talking about them. People are talking about the Redskins, talking about the Titans. They're talking about
the Raiders,
of course. And then I threw in the Packers. How great would he be with the Packers?
Sure.
But who knows? You know, this insider world of everybody having to be first is becoming really like a landmines.
Yeah, and Rappaport has gotten some Steeler stuff wrong over the last couple of years, and Ben came out and basically ripped
I remember
him
that.
For it.
Yeah.
So this could be another one of those things. I don't know who he's talking to in the Steelers organization, or they're just messing with him.
I was going to say, you think they're feeding him bad information?
They might
make him look foolish.
They might, but I mean, is he just he keeps plowing through it after some of these other missteps? I don't know. But maybe Antonio Brown did nick something. He doesn't have a no-trade clause, I don't believe, but you know, he's going to use that I-don't-need-football thing to get to where he wants to go.
You played yourself.
I just don't know where he wants to go.
Well, I think when he speaks out like that, if you're the Bills, don't you all of a sudden pause, be like, why would we even waste our time then with this? And I don't like the idea of them controlling that, but
I mean, this is like Anthony Davis all over again.
Could be.
This is like the closest that we've seen to an NBA guy forcing himself out of a contractual.
Well, he's already forced himself out of Pittsburgh.
Right, and now he's going to force himself to where he wants to go.
Right. It's possible, yes. David Irving is a former Cowboy. He has had his trouble with marijuana use and substance abuse. He is on an indefinite suspension. He took to Instagram yesterday.
It's always a good idea.
Done with football.
Basically, guys, I quit. I want to talk about a suspension and all this other nonsense. I'm out of there. I'm not doing this no more.
He says not happy with the league at all.
It's a lot of with the NFL, man. As you all know, I voiced my opinion about this medicine right here. And I mean, we got this opioid thing going on, and I'm prescribed all that bull.
And he's smoking as he's doing
that
video.
That's medicine now. He's using the old, that's medicine.
That's exactly what he's doing, yes. He says prescription drugs seem fine, but weed not.
I just think it's bull that, you know, we got to deal with that policy. And everyone thinks it's about smoking weed. It's not about smoking weed.
What is it about then?
It's much bigger than that.
Here's one more.
I mean, it's one thing if everything was banned, but it's not. Plants over pills.
Plants over pills. That's the way he takes
it. Well, I do think there is something to be said about the addictive properties of these opioids.
Sure.
And, and what happens there. And now we're, you know, free-willing handing out bottles of pills to NFL guys.
No. Don't say that. It's not free-willing.
Well, they did at one point.
Yes, it used to be.
Right.
No longer is it that way.
But it's not everything never happened.
Everything is highly controlled now. I'm telling you, when I played, it was a different story, yes. So we can't attach that thought process to this today. So, yeah, you break your ankle, you blow out your shoulder, you get knee surgery. Yeah, they're going to give you pain pills if you want them. I mean, heck, I had a knee scope right before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they offered me the pills. I didn't take them. You know, that's up to me. I didn't want them. Now, that was just a scope, so the pain was not nearly as significant as I'm sure some other surgeries or broken bones like what happened to Alex Smith. You would think that Alex Smith is on some sort of, you know, pain medication initially after he breaks his leg. You know, I get all that, but I don't know, man. It's just like medicine and this and that. I mean,
well, now with CBD, and I don't know enough about this, but with CBD, you can get the same pain-killing properties.
Not, but he's not getting
right,
it that
I know.
Way.
But my point is that for those that are very passionate about the plants over pills movement,
well, that, there you go.
Can't you get CBD pretty easily and still be able to use that without getting high?
Yeah, that's not what he's doing.
I know that. I forget about him for a second. I'm just asking that question. That I think that if you want to not use opioids and use CBD oil, you can do that and not fail a test.
And the NFL may loosen up on these things as they move forward. This is something that, you know, is being discussed right now with the NFLPA, because I think, you know, first of all, you know when you're getting tested for pot. You know. They tell you when you're getting tested
if
for
you
it.
Haven't failed a test yet.
Yeah, but you got to be a moron to fail a test.
Right, exactly. Well, 100%, because it's either going to happen at the combine that you can get put into the substance abuse program, or it's right before training camp,
right.
And it's a date that you know, and
you know, they're telling you, we're testing you just once
and
for
it's
this.
It's one time.
And if you fail it, you got a problem.
And then you start getting randomly tested after that once you go into the substance abuse program.
Exactly.
But if you play it right and you're someone who really loves smoking weed, you stop for that period of time, you pass that test. Once that test is over, the street drug test, you don't get tested again for it if you're not in the substance abuse program. You could smoke weed every day, every hour for the entire season if you wanted to and get away with it.
And that's the way the leagues get around it. Oh, we test for it. They can say that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say that they test for it every day. They don't test for it every week. They test for it once, unless, of course, you get caught, and then you get nailed, and then you get caught and nailed because you're a moron.
Exactly. I mean, guys like Martavis Bryant, I could never figure out. Like, you could smoke all the weed you want. Just stop for like a month before you get tested. Jeez.
NHL Islanders had a big game, needed to win, and they would get it done.
Bo wins it cleanly. Barzal, the Pelican, right point, skates down the wall away from the check of Pajarvi. Put it in front. Oh, tipped on goal. Nilsson, the save, rebound. They score! The Islanders have the 3-2 lead. I think Anthony Beauvillier was the last to touch it.
And that is Chris King, Islanders Radio, radio.com. Made it 3-2. They'd win 4-2. Valtteri Filppula scoring twice in this game. Thomas Greiss, 35 saves. Isles move into a first-place tie with the Capitals.
You know what? They took care of business. They had to beat the worst team in hockey twice this week.
And
back-to-back
they
games.
Swept
and they did that. They swept. It wasn't that easy, But they did, and they keep pace with the Capitals.
Who will play the Devils tonight? We will have that game on radio.com as well at 7 p.m. Rangers played the Red Wings, went to a shootout. Rangers come up short.
Andreas Athanasiou is 1-for-1 this season. He goes wide, moves in on Lundqvist, slows down, and scores.
And that would turn out to be the difference there because I guess the Rangers were stopped the other way, and so they wound up losing the game in the shootout, 3-2, the final score. So they've dropped, was it 6 straight, but they've got a point in 4 of them? Is that right?
It's unbelievable. Just lose the games and stop getting points. I mean, they play hard. They play tough. I'm not, you know, I'm kind of like the Knicks, you know, just keep losing and get a better draft pick.
The Thunder beat the Blazers in overtime 129-121 despite 51 from Damian Lillard. Russell Westbrook had 37 points. Bucks over the Pacers 117-98. Giannis Antetokounmpo 29 points, 12 rebounds. And the first round of the MAC tournament wins for St. Peter's, Monmouth, and Manhattan.
So who is the odds on favor for the NBA MVP? Giannis?
I would say James Harden or Giannis are the two, I would think. Yeah.
That's, I mean, there are a lot of people that. Interesting one.
A lot of people hit me up on Twitter. You're forgetting Paul George. I'm not. I just don't know that he can win it with Russell Westbrook.
I love Russell Westbrook. He's the MVP.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Jerry.
You're welcome.
So it's one of today. It's one of those things where you always say, "Well, if you took this guy off the team, would it be the same team?" One of those deals. And the answer to that would be, I mean, Giannis, obviously.
Right.
I mean, yes, an average sports
Harden
fan
too.
Huh? Yeah, but Chris Paul's there.
So.
But Chris Paul's Chris Paul. I mean, who's the...
Yeah, who plays half the season.
Yeah, the problem with Paul George is he plays in Oklahoma City. Nobody, you know, everybody knows who he is if you're an NBA fan, but you don't get to see him a lot. And Giannis is just so good. And
he's a better defensive player, too.
He's a better defensive player, right.
James Harden plays every game. I mean, remember, you had no Harden. You had no, what's his name, Capella or George.
I know, and he Paul was for, unbelievable right. in those games. He's doing stuff we've never seen.
That's why...
There's about 5 or 6 guys in the NBA that, you know, you pay top dollar to go see. And Giannis is one. Harden's one. Westbrook is definitely
I love
one.
Russell Westbrook. He's the MVP.
Hey, let's go to Robbie in Seaford. Robbie, what's happening, brother?
Hi, Boomer.
Yes.
I'm a high school football coach out here in Long Island, and I was on a cruise. And I'm sitting next to some guy, and I'm doing some football plays, and he strikes a conversation up with me. And he said, "Oh, you're from Long Island." He goes, "I protected Norman for 2 years, and he couldn't say enough good things about you."
Oh, really? Who was it?
And his name was Ron Soap.
Yeah, Ronnie Soap. Yes, he was a great player. Played with me at the University of Maryland, and he did block for me for 2 years. He was a first round draft pick by the Colts back in 1984.
Yeah. All pro, 84, I think.
He was a stud. Guy was a great guy. So how's he doing? Is he in good shape?
He's doing great. He's the most lovable, big, nice guy.
Yep.
Big smile. At Norman, he was a stand-up guy. He even bought us a case, each lineman a case of beer after every good game.
Yeah, damn straight I did.
He does that after every good show now, too. It's amazing. It's great.
He had that to say about you. He's a little bit forgetful, and he's aware of that.
Yeah, I know. I know. I was just glad to hear that he actually remembered me. That's good.
Oh, no. He just went on and on.
All right,
there were a couple of people he also remembered, but... Well, nothing but good things.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Rob. It's good news, man. He's on, he's get a little forgetful, too. But
Think about all the things that had to happen that brought us to this moment. These guys had to book the same trip, the same cruise, buy the ticket, end up in the same place, strike up the conversation.
And then a crazy high school football coach is on vacation doing football plays.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is why I didn't want to be a coach right here. Because I don't have that gene in me. Like, that's like Phil Simms has that gene. Like, you know, let's go on vacation and let's draw plays. Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's a coach for you.
All right, Jerry, we appreciate the update. We appreciate Ron Salt and his great memories. And right now, we appreciate Iron Maiden. It's the WFAN 635 ticket drop brought to you by your Tri-State Ford dealers right now. The caller 7 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 to win a pair of tickets to the Iron Maiden's Legacy of the Beast Tour on Saturday, July 27 at the Barclays Center. To purchase tickets, go to LiveNation.com. It's all from your flagship station for New York sports and great concert tickets. The Fan.
I mean, what's wrong going down a little memory lane?
No,
I mean, we went down memory lane with your fifth grade teacher who was hot after your mom.
There's nothing wrong. He was not hot after my mom, and there's nothing wrong going down memory lane.
He spent a lot of time talking about your mom.
He did. He was, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Is there?
No, I don't think so.
He used to come and read to the class. That was all. It's just that, you know, some just like you were rolling your eyes during that thing, I was rolling my eyes during this one. That's just the way it works.
I was not rolling my eyes during that, by the way. That, your perception, I was really interested to hear what he had to say.
Oh, okay.
About little Greg Giannotti.
Oh, see, that's a little bit different. The Ron Salt Cruz thing, that's not as interesting to
Why
me.
Is that?
I'm sorry. Well, I don't know, because it wasn't about you necessarily. It was about Ron Salt and this guy's vacation.
No, Ronnie's a great guy.
I'm sure he is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.